We are up to Siman Shin Pei Beis, Seif Katan Ches. It can be found on page Resh Nun Aleph. Again, Siman Shin Pei Beis, Seif Katan Ches, page Resh Nun Aleph, which comes after page 500. Im Soch Ru Mehoeni Yehudi Lizman Yidua, Uvesoch Hazman Hiski Mehoeni Yehudi Dirosel Yacher, Dai. If the guy, the non-Jew, rented his reshus to the Jew. Okay, we have a courtyard, and we have an area of chatzeros, and we have a non-Jew living in the courtyard. And one is allowed to carry unless we do schiras mokai, or schiras reshus. We have to do schiras reshus from the non-Jew. And the non-Jew agrees. We give him a few dollars. We tell him a few dollars is in order that we should acquire your rights in the courtyard. We're giving you money, so we've acquired your rights in the courtyard, and therefore we'll be allowed to carry. And then the non-Jew, sudden, and it's very important, the Maharam mentions that this was done, let's say, for 10 years, so for 1 year. Whatever it was done for a period of time, and then suddenly the non-Jew says, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm leaving, I'm going on vacation, I'm going away to a new country, I'm going to rent my home to a different non-Jew. I have an acquaintance, and he needs a place to live. I'm renting it to him. So Jack is renting it to Harry. So the question is, do we need to renew the schirus with Harry? We have now a new guy in town. The real owner of this home is Jack, but Jack has left town and he has rented his home to Harry. Do we need to rent from Harry? So the answer is, it depends. If when we rented this reshus from Jack, it was for a set amount of time, it was for 10 years, for 1 year, for 20 years, for 5 days, whatever it was, and then Jack leaves and he rents it to someone else, it does not matter. We do not need to renew the schirus. But if Jack rents it, we only rented it from Jack for a, we did not specify a time period, we rented it stam, there was no set time, and then Jack rents it to someone else, then we must do a second rental from the new person who is currently living here. And that's what the Chabad time. So im sochru meho in Yehudi lizman yadua, the original rental was for a set amount of time. During the time the Yehudi rented his home to someone else, die baschirus harishon, it's sufficient. The first schirus remains. We do not need to renew the schirus. But the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkan Chavches, he says, it says miloshim zemash madim sochar menu stam. That's only true when he rented it for a set amount of time. But let's say it was not a set amount of time, it was stam. Then his skill liacher tzarich liskar me'aseich rasheni. Then you must renew the rental. Okay, now we go to Sibkadin Tess. Chamisha hadarim b'chatzay echad tzarichem in Yehudi b'shul kulam simul halacha. If there are 5 Jews living in the courtyard, one person can rent on behalf of them all. Each one does not need to go to the non-Jew and rent his rights. If one of the Jews rents from the guy, that is sufficient. Period. Yud. Im sochru mimenu bal karcho in a mile. Let's say we force the guy. We put, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, we put the money down on the table and we say, Mr. Guy, we need to carry in this courtyard on Shabbos. Jewish law does not permit us to do so because you are a problem. You are living here with us. And the Jewish law tells us we must rent your rights in this courtyard, your home and the rights in this courtyard. And the non-Jew says, I don't want to know from this. Don't get me involved. I'm scared. I don't want to get involved in this. They tell him, sorry, we beg you. You must agree. And he refuses. And the representative of the Jewish community says, listen, I'm not going back empty-handed. Here's the money. Here's $50. I'm putting it on your table. And I'm out of here. Against your will. It does not work. The non-Jew must agree, must accept the rental. Im socher mimenu bal karchai einoi moyel. Even though in the past years he always agreed, all of a sudden he decided that he no longer wants to participate. It does not matter. He must agree. Now the Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah. There's a few interesting things here. Yud, Sifkadin Laman Aleph, the last word on the page, Perish. Ein yachalim litin sichirusa l'rishusa l'anichoy alifanam l'shulchan. You can't force him. Da'afilu akam ashayu ragala adko lischa loy rishusa v'loim loy haray l'cha sichirusa ba'ad rishusa. Shehei lanu rishusa l'tatu b'chatzercha l'shan nukum l'lifnim. It doesn't work. Now here's in the mission word. V'af al gav, here's a question. Why is this different than Eruv Chatzeros? When we make Eruv Chatzeros among Jews, what happens if there's one Jew, there are five Jews in the court, and there's one Jew that's stubborn, does not want to participate, does not want to give a loaf of bread towards the Erev? So what is the halacha? You can force him. You can go into his home, open up his kitchen cabinet, and take out a loaf of bread and say, sorry buddy, you have no right to prevent us from making the Eruv Chatzeros. But when it comes to the Jew, where you're not even taking, you're giving, and you put down the money on the table, and you walk out, doesn't work. What's the difference? So the Mishnah Berurah says a very big difference. V'afal gav del gabi Eruv, Iko man da amar besoyf simin shin samal zayin de be'erev im ragel erev eina roitzel achshav boin v'netin b'min bal karach. A person normally is accustomed to joining and now he gets stubborn, you can force him to make the erev. Hocha shone, here it's different. De ein medamen akum li yishol l'in kfiya b'dvar mitzvah. We don't compare. A guy is not like a Jew. I guess this falls back on the pintala, this falls back on the famous yisod, the pintala yid. Koyfin oisoy at Shayomer Reitzani. We all know the famous halacha that if a person is mechuyev to give a get, Bezdin is a very, very complicated halacha. The get law is very, very complicated. It has to be a psak of Bezdin. There has to be a proper Seder Hadam of Bezdin Paskins. They decide, a real legitimate court who knows the halacha well, and they decide that this person, according to the halacha, is required to give a get. And they issue a psak halacha, a formal decision of the court that he must give a get. Then, only then, do we trigger the law. Koifin also, the person refuses to listen to the words of the Bezdin. Then, the halacha is an ikra adin. I don't know if they do it today. To what degree they do it today? Because they live in a very complicated world. They can force him to appeal the Gemara. Koifin also to give the get. But why? Actually, he has to say roitzani. But why? But he doesn't really want to give the get. He's telling us he doesn't want to give the get. Just because he says roitzani, because deep down inside, a person really does want to listen to the words of Chazal, to the words of Bezdin. So I guess that's the same idea over here when you're dealing with here with Jews. You have five Jews. And the five Jews here, one Jew refuses to join in the Erev, and we do in the past, he did agree, he doesn't meet that condition, then we can force him, because it's the same Yisod, he really doesn't want to do it. But we're dealing with a non-Jew, not necessarily, he was not in Har Sinai, this non-Jew, he doesn't feel that same Shibud. You cannot compare the rules of forcing a Jew to the rules of forcing a non-Jew. Next simon, Yud Aleph. Force. Kof means to force him.
What's the, for example?
By a Jew?
No. Okay, so.
By a get?
I go, he goes, they go, we, like. What?
Who, in which case?
In which case?
Use that by a get.
That's what we just said.
We force him, they force him.
The Bezin, the representatives, the agents of the Bezin. The Bezin have a mercenary. The Bezin has a special guy, a mercenary. He has a nice big stick, and he goes to the home of the person that's uncooperative, and he says, if you don't give the get, then there's going to be a problem. You got to give the get. And he has to say the words, Roitze Ani. Okay, don't get carried away. In today's day and age, this is not it's very complicated. This went very extremely limited. And when you can apply this rule of koifinus, what? And what's the problem?
It's just a grammatical question. It's a simple
koifin means to force. The translation of koifin.
There has to be a subject.
Lo, him. We force him.
Okay, that's the object.
Object. Koifin means the bezdin. Koifin, the bezdin forces. In the word koifin, there's the implied representatives. The agents of the Bezdin force. Kofin means they force. Who is the they? the court, or the agent of the court. Lo, the individual who is stubborn. So let's go further. You're Alpha. You clear? Got it? Kofim, they four. Okay, we'll talk about it. Yud Aleph. So we just mentioned you cannot force a non-Jew. The Jew must acquiesce. What about the wife of the non-Jew? Let's say she is willing to take the money for the schiris. Aval me'ishtoy oy mischiru v'lekilu sachem av mishu moicha. Fasting halach. That if the wife or a worker, we're going to see soon two different types of workers, if they accept the money for rental, it works. Even though the husband, the man, the real owner, he says he is not interested, the wife and the worker somehow have some small authority in the home. A wife has authority, right? And if she says, I'll accept the money for the rental, so she is an authority.
She lives in under property.
Doesn't matter. A wife is a partner. Okay, a wife, it could be a wife is, by a non-Jew, is a very interesting idea. And we know in Jewish law, Mashakansi Isha Kanabala. We know that. That a wife's authority, by default, you can make all the conditions, you can make many conditions. Chalacha recognized mainly by default, a wife is completely subordinate to the husband. Mashakansi Isha Kanabala. And the husband has an obligation to support his wife. Whatever she makes, whatever earnings she makes, automatically goes into his account. No joint accounts, single name, or whatever,
so
she money. Make the check out when she has a job. She's making $300,000 a year. She tells the boss, "You make the check out to my husband, not to me." Okay, if you want to make conditions, you can go when they get married. Make conditions. Have a separate account. Don't support me. I'll take care of myself. Halacha recognizes all of these conditions are valid. But it appears that by non-Jews, it's not so. That's what it appears. It appears that by non-Jews, the subordination of a wife to a husband is much less. They're two independent people. Therefore, if they live in a home together, their partner's living in this home. If the husband doesn't want, if the wife wants, it's good enough. Because the wife also, to a certain degree, is an authority. Aval me ishtoy, I mischiru. Also, for that matter, even a worker. Once this balabais, and he gives authority to a worker. These are people that basically they have full authority to run the home of the balabais. We'll see from Mishum in a moment. Then soichin afishu moichin. Even if the husband does not want. Even one of his children, anyone that's living in the house can accept money for schirus. What are these two terms? So here in Mishavur, sachir la'avodas kol hashana. The word sachir means a person works full time, 24/7. He lives in the house and he manages the house. And a lekitoi is a person who works for the summertime, seasonal work. Why? So here the Mishnah Berurah says something very important. Kevan, dimi igar hadin ein dirasai seres. This is a critical Mishnah Berurah who sheds light on the entire sugya of Sriras Makam. Me igar hadin ein dirasai seres. A non-Jew's home does not pose a problem to the Jews who want to carry on Shabbos. You have a courtyard, there are five Jews, and there's one non-Jew, and the five Jews make an Eruv Chatzeros, you're in business. Really, you can carry. There's nothing technically wrong. Why? But there's a non-Jew. The non-Jew is a very minor issue. Chazal did require a takana of schiros rental, but they were extremely lenient in how this rental is done and the parameters of the rental. Like we learned, you don't have to actually even lessen a pruta, and you could do it on Shabbos, and you don't need any legal documents. The kingdom be'amir ba'alma. There are many, many liens. This is an additional leniency that was built into the law of Sechiras Makom. Chazal enacted this is because we want to give you an incentive to get rid of the non-Jew or to move out, not to learn from his ways. and therefore kilabal yos afilu schiv nechshav linyan zek balabayis, and therefore we were extremely lenient, and we allowed a worker to act as a representative, even if the balabayis himself objects. The cost of hagra bibiuro the zerak de'arishayna, he says not everyone agrees to this halacha. That not everyone agrees. There are different opinions, and I guess when it's an esat tzorich, you can be lenient. But if you want to be machmir, like the gra, it's not a good idea to. He holds that you're not allowed to do this. If the balabais does not want, that's it. It does not work no matter what. Okay, now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says another bigger chiddush. Let's say you have a contractor, and the contractor himself hires a contractor. So it's from two levels deep. There's the balabais, and the balabais has a sochir, person that works him full the whole year round. He manages his home and he lives there. And the sochir hired someone to help him. Can you give money to the sochir of the sochir? How many levels down can you go? Yes, that is how lenient we are in this matter. The Ramah says, you can even go and give money to the sochir of the sochir. Kayud beis, next sifkan. Im in words lahaskir yiskrav. Now, what happens if you have a situation where the guy does not want to accept money for schirus, and there's no wife, there's no children, and there's no way out? We have to deal with him. So what do you do? So here we have another alternative. In ein reitz lahaskir lehaskir yiskarv lo echam b'nei hachatzer, one of the residents of the courtyard should form a relationship with the guy. At sheyash lo rishus or sheyeh lo rishus l'niach boi shum davar, and you have to get permission from the non-Jew to borrow. We're not renting. Fine, we're not renting. You're the balabais. You have full authority. Can we just store something in your house? Can you do me a taiva? Let me put in your house my bicycle. Can you do me the taiva? I want to put my bicycle in your house over Shabbos. If the non-Jew says yes, we're in business. Because now you're not a sochir, but you're a shoyel. And a shoyel is good enough.
You deal with a woman the same way.
Same way, yeah. You'll hire the same thing. In that case, that is equivalent being a borrower. Now, here it gets more complicated. Once this Jew has now acquired the right to borrow, to store, to use his home as storage, now the other Jews in the courtyard rent from this Jew. So it's a two-step process. It's a little complicated. Yeah, you sell it. So the non-Jew does not want to take money. He thinks that we're queer. He doesn't understand this crazy, crazy custom of giving money to rent. He refuses. He doesn't want to hear from this. But I'm a good friend with the non-Jew. So I got permission to store my bicycle. Now I am like the sochir or the locket of the non-Jew. So now I, the Jew, will accept $5 for rental for in the place of the non-Jew. Now this Jew who has rights to storage, now turns into the sochir locket. And now the other Jews in the courtyard, umaskir shaloi midas ha'ein Yehudi, now they can give him money as the representative of the non-Jew. That's opinion number one. Opinion number two, the yeshayimim, some say you don't have to do that. Once already you have rishus, you have permission for storage, that's enough. You don't need to go to the second step of rental. The yeshayimim, some say she'ein sech lahaskir ela nosein eruv v'dayo, that's it. Once you already have right of storage, it's a done deal, and all you need to then do is participate in the Eruvei Chatzeros, and you're finished.
What's the guy who changes his mind subsequently?
So we learned. So that we learned in the past. He fires. Okay, we learn that soon. We're coming up to that right now. We did learn in the past that what happens when he changes his mind for rental. Okay, here is the case that we have a sock and a locket. Let's say the sock and the locket is dismissed. That we're coming to in a few moments. But we did learn in the past, if you regular case where the non-Jew is very happy to take money. You want to rent my rishus? Fine, give me $50. I'll be very happy. I'll take the money, and you give him the money, and then he says in the middle of Shabbos, sorry, no more. No more. Or next the following, I want to cancel the rental, no more. And I'm not giving you back any money. The money you gave me was for all these weeks, and now the money expired. It was used up. So what did we learn? It depends. If the original agreement was for a period of time, for 10 years, he has no right to back out. He can scream all he wants, I'm backing out, good, back out, we don't care. You continue carrying in courtyard on Shabbos because you made an agreement with him, you gave him money for 10 years, and he can scream all he wants, doesn't make a difference, the Erev is good for 10 years, regardless of what he has to say. But if you did not specify a time, you just rented from the non-Jew Stam, and then suddenly he decides no more, that's it, it's over. You're stuck. And if he doesn't want to rent in the future, you got a big problem. You got a problem, you have to find one of these solutions that we're learning over here. Your question is, what happens if the guy says, I'm not renting, I don't care, I'm not renting to you, but he has a worker, he has a socher and a locket, and we rent from the socher or the locket, from the worker, like according to the Mechaber's opinion, which is a fine. The Gros says it's no good, but because if he objects. But let's say we're going to go with that with the Gros, with the Mechaber, even if he objects, certainly if he does not object, and then suddenly the Balabai says to the Socher, you're fired. Pack up your bags, out of the house. So our entire connection to the non-Jew was through his worker, and his worker has been dismissed. So that's what it's going to tell us now. We got that in Simsim Yudalit, but let's first get to that Tim Yud Gimel. Im Yichel Emokim Bayis Shema Shalom. Let's say now this whole thing that we learned in the previous sim that if you borrow, you have rights. You say to the non-Jew, "Can I please put my bicycle in your house?" He says, "Yeah, put it wherever you want. Come into my house. Gesunde Heit, put the bicycle wherever you want. You put it in my bedroom, wherever you want." That is a real show. That solves the problem. But if the guy says to the Jew, you want to put your bicycle in my house, only put it in the foyer. Only put it in this specific room, not in the whole house. You can't put it in my bedroom. You can't put it in the dining room. You can put it in the hallway in the closet. No good. That is not enough of a shoyel in order to accomplish the din tzchiras. If the non-Jew designates a very specific area, it's not going to work. Okay, let's just show you. We'll just finish the page. Let's say you rent it from him for a period of time. So here's your case. Here's the case. The worker was hired for a year. Okay, he was hired for a year, for 6 months. And then 3 months into his contract, into his job, the Balabai says to the Sochir, you're fired. So we got a problem. Because we were relying upon the Sochir for the entire year. It's okay. Sochir, you rent from the Zman, if you rent it from a schul kibbutz zman, no, I didn't say the case correctly. We come to the sach and the lock. The sach and the lock that we assume is going to be there forever. He has an opening in the contract, and we rent. We give the sach and the locket money. He has $50. We want to be able to carry in the courtyard for 1 year, and then what happens? Afal pi shasul koy toich hazman, he was fired 3 months into the year. It's okay. Afal pisha slokotai chazman mi yoskiru lekita mutarma atay mazman. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter. Because when we rented from the socher, the assumption was the socher, the locket would be there for 1 year, at least for 1 year. There's no reason to assume that. And we specified that we are renting from you rights to carry in the courtyard for 1 year, and then suddenly the locket was fired, it's okay. It's okay, we can continue carrying until the year is over. Aval, im sachru mimenu stam. But let's say when we approach the sachru locket, we say we want to rent it, stam here, here's $50, we want to carry in the courtyard. And he's the sachru locket, we think it'll be around forever. And suddenly 3 months later, he was fired. Since we did not specify a time when we originally rented it, once his contract is terminated, that's the end. Aval im sachru mimenu stam, kevan shesilku, once he is dismissed, nispatel haschirus, the schirus has come to an end. Okay, then let's zoom in to the Rama Berakh, to the Rama, same idea. Okay, the Rama Dabr Shafir Shama. Hagavua dinim sachoi mi gizva melon. This really comes halacha l'maisa. This really was this. Maybe we'll get to the end. Maybe we'll do some halacha l'maisa about how we do the bizan hazeh with city officials. Let's say we rent it from the gizvar hamelech. From the gizvar means a representative, an elected official.
Treasurer.
Here it means a gizvar means a treasurer, but it can mean for that matter really any representative of the government. Now, sometimes when government officials are fired, especially in ancient times, there are two different degrees of being fired. Sometimes they're completely dismissed, get out of the country. Mm-hmm. You're a traitor. Okay, fine. Decapitation. They're gone. And sometimes the government, the king, or whoever, the governor, is not happy with the official. He says, listen, I'm just taking away your power. You no longer have authority. But you can still live in City Hall. You can still live in what's it called, Gracie Mansion. Where does the mayor live? He doesn't live there, but you can still live in the White House. Okay, like, yeah, let's say the president has a chief of staff, has all this power, authority, and the president is fed up with his decisions. He says, listen, no more. You don't make any decisions. I don't want to embarrass you in front of the whole world. I don't want the whole world to think, so you know what? You can stay here. You can live here. You can do whatever you want here. You're just not going to make any more decisions.
Just demoted.
You demote, no. So if the gizbar, so here we have a gizbar. We want to rent from the government. The government doesn't want to give, so we rent from the gizbar. And suddenly the gizbar was demoted. So if the gizbar was demoted of power, but he's still living in the palace, he's still living in the White House, even though he has no authority, it's okay. The only time it's a problem is if he was thrown out of the White House. He's completely out the door. So Hagavua dinim sachar mi gizra melech. Finistalik legamri min hamelech. So we rented it from the gizbar stam. And then he was completely dismissed. We're in a lot of trouble. Avlim loisilk rak min hagizbaros. But let's say he was only dismissed from his authority. But he still eats, he still lives in the palace, he still lives in the White House. He's still it's a show, but at least for public, he's a representative. The original schiris remains in effect. Okay, we'll stop here.